Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us on the radio dial here at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you listen to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great half hour coming up for you today. We're going to kick things off by speaking to recording artist Marla Mays. She's here to talk to us not only about her journey in music, but also how she's being able to speak out on causes that matter to her through the songs that she produces. This is a very special week for Marla. She's going to talk to you about why and also introduce her new single, Anorexia. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. At 15 minutes past the hour, we have our resident chef, Bruce Treader. He'll be joining us from Massachusetts to give us our quick and easy cooking tip of the day, getting you ready for dinner this afternoon. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. Again, a great half hour coming up. Glad you all could start your day off with us. As I said, we have Marla Mays joining us live here at the top of the show. Marla, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you, Cyrus. Thank you for having me on, and I'm really happy to be here.
Well, I'm very excited to have you on with us, Marla, that you and I actually got a chance to talk some this weekend. But for our listeners who are just hearing about you, let's talk about the journey in music that you've been through. Because what I thought was so fascinating about a conversation that's actually our readers of our magazine will be able to read later on our magazine website today is that you kind of came through music in an interesting way. Talk to us about how this journey in music started for you.
Okay. Well, basically, yeah, just it came kind of in a roundabout way. Like, I was always a writer. You know, I'm a writer first, and I always say everything for me starts with the word. So for years, I've been writing. I've written plays. I have monologues and spoken word pieces and solo shows and all that. And you know, it was something that, you know, so that's something I always did. And so, like a few years ago, basically, I was going through a very hard time in my life. My marriage was breaking apart, and my daughter was struggling with an eating disorder, and I kind of fell apart. And so I was busy working on some words. I was busy working on a play of mine, and it was a play that I had written a while back. And then suddenly I just, you know, certain songs were coming to me. So I was just kind of like, okay, I'm writing these. You know, just the first song I wrote was something called Lily Pad, and it was really a song about really wanting to find a place where I can rest and find myself, like resting on a lily pad. And so I put my show up, this show up in 2008. It's called A Brief Night Out, and it was just really brief because it was short. And I realized that there was an arc to it, so then I started writing more songs, and I was like, I better find a musician because I need, you know, I need to do something with this. And the funny thing is that my whole life I felt like, you know, I used to say joking around, like, I'm really Jim Morrison, but I'm not a singer and I'm not a musician, so I can't do it, but really that's the essence of who I am. And then when I started performing, I mean, it's funny that actually people have compared me to him and stuff. So it's kind of like, I didn't think I was me. It was always like, it was, you know, my father, my brother was a songwriter, my mother, I have a sister-in-law who's a songwriter, it wasn't me, but it was fear that brought me to it. I kind of, really, it was the breaking down from all the hardships in my life, and I realized that singing made me feel better. I was alone in my house, and I was like, wow, when I sing, it makes me feel better. And I was singing things like Sound of Music, as like, you know, comfort songs, like things that growing up with that I loved, you know, and Edelweiss, I remember, and Cabaret. And I came into my acting class one day, and I just sang, and everyone was like, whoa. Not so much whoa about my voice, but whoa, like I never heard this song that way. And then I started putting songs in between my writing, and people were like, this is going to be your thing.
So it kind of started late. So for you then, Marla, did you see singing as another way to be able to speak up and to speak out for yourself? I mean, was this a new way of not only showing who you were, but showing your own take on the world as you saw it?
Yeah, I guess I think the singing part of it, I think, was just like an act of how to comfort myself. It really was like when I sang, it made me feel more connected to me in a way because I was in such a bad place. You know, just talking alone wasn't doing it. It was like something that connected me really with like this inner feelings and the numbness because I really was struggling with, you know, a lot of anxiety at that time given the circumstances of my life. So,
right.
You know, the words are always the word. I only, like I say, for me, it starts with the word. There are words there, but the singing was a way to express it that I had never done before. and it really let me like let it rip in a way, so I didn't have to be so held back.
Right, right. For those that are just tuning in this morning, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Marla May. She's talking to us not only about how this journey all began for her with music, but and it seems like, Marla, this is something I think a lot of people can relate to, and that is being able to express yourself and using what some would have seen as a dark chapter in your life. To be able to speak out and to find some type of joy. Now, I mentioned at the outset of this conversation that this week is special for you and so many others. Talk to us about what this week is all about and your connection to it.
Okay. It's National Eating Disorders Awareness Week. And every last week of February, that's just the week is. And it's very important to me because, you know, my daughter had been, you know, afflicted and still has, you know, an eating disorder from the age of 11. She started with this eating disorder, and it was very severe. I mean, she was severely depressed, anorexic, a cutter, suicidal, and we went through many years of like 5 different treatment centers. And it, you know, it's obviously something that is very much part of my life, but it actually shaped who I am. It actually brought me to the music and all that. So, you know, out of it came miracles and me really finding things I love, and her too, because she is, thank God, she is in recovery right now. It doesn't mean that she never struggles, and we all struggle in life, but she has the tools now to work with it. And so I feel like it's very important. Yeah, you know, people are more aware of this stuff because it's become a plague. It really has. And you know, I could see over the years, I wasn't very familiar with eating disorders until it happened with my daughter, and just being in all these places and seeing, you know, girls there who are literally 8 years old, anorexic, in hospitals, living. I mean, that, you know, and when she first started, they weren't 8. She was the youngest. She was 11. But by the time she was 15, there were kids that were getting younger and younger, and boys were starting. And right. It really is something that, now that I've been in this world of it, I realize that everyone I share my story with will, I would say it's more than 1 out of 2. Honestly, it's more than 1 out of 2 people will say, oh, someone in my family has an eating disorder, or I've had an eating disorder, or I've had an experience with an eating. I mean, it is unbelievable to me that, you know, it is, it's definitely more than 1 out of 2. I can just say that. So I think it's, you know, I want to, you know, just let people know. I think it's a thing that people really need to realize. It's a real situation, and it really is something that's a matter of life or death.
Right. It is a matter of life and death. The single that you have written, talk to us about it, then I'm going to have you introduce it.
Sure. Well, I wrote this song. It's called Anorexia, and it's spelled like a name, Anorexia, which is based on actually a Halloween costume that I had seen for sale, and it was posted actually on that website that it was actually called Anorexia, like that someone should dress up like a skeleton, and they think that that was cool, and I was really, whoa, like to make fun of this, like, you know, wow, you know. So that's, but the way it came to me was basically I was, yeah, none of my work comes to me like I don't usually intend to write anything. It comes to me, and I really believe that's through the higher power of God. I believe in God, a spirit. And I was at Coney Island in Brooklyn on the boardwalk, and they were playing a lot of reggae, and it was like suddenly, boom. And I just grabbed my cell phone recording device, and I was just like, I just sang into it, you know, the chorus and the main thing, you know, about the song. And then I called my producer, co-writer, Tomas Donker, and I said, we're doing a new song. It's going to be called Anorexia, and it's a reggae tune. And mind you, I am not a reggae singer, but my stuff is very eclectic, so that's the song. And then we did it, and, you know, and I feel very, and then once I had the idea, I felt really strongly about it. And it's different from a lot of my other stuff because, in a way, in the song itself, I am not speaking personally. I have other songs where I talk about my personal experience, but this song isn't.
Right.
And, yeah. It's a great tune.
So since we have you here, Marla, one of the great things we like to do at Recording Artists is have you introduce the single, so go ahead.
Okay, this is Marla Mace, and I am excited to do the debut of this song, which has not been heard before on air, just mastered right out of, fresh out of the recording studio, my tune, Anorexia.
It's murder.
Celebrity. watches me at them a promote. With them TV newspaper and magazine.
Yo,
about time we make some money with a different plan. Get real, me see the people suffer the consequence. Every use them from suicide change. Internet promoting them zero side fees. I give them such a terrible delusional dream.
Yo!
Are sending are very much about, you know, that we're not enough, we're not good enough. It's not, I'm not saying it's intentional in ads, but it's just something that we hear constantly. We're bombarded with, you know, be thinner, be richer, be heavier, how to lose weight, how to be, even being happy, even being positive, I think, has become almost like a thing that now I have to be, like we have to try so hard to be all these things, like we have to do it all, we have to be in shape, we have to be, have a great career, we have to look great, and it's just, it's so much, instead of, you know, just the spiritual thing of, you know, I am enough, and who I am is enough, and really believing in oneself. And, you know, I think it's a spiritual thing. I mean, I mentioned at the very end of the song, you can barely hear it, but, you know, I do think it's a spiritual war as well as the cultural one. And then if someone inside themselves and how they're listening to their voices, it's like a three-pronged thing. Because when we're afflicted with this kind of thing, it's spiritual because what do we choose to do with it? We can choose to, you know, advocate for self, fight for self, believe in ourselves, and live without struggles, but know that we're committed to something higher, and, you know, it's something bigger than this. And I just, you know, I just hope that, you know, and because the song, I think, because it has a great tune, you know, I think, you know, it's a great beat and all that. And, you know, that's one of the things, as an after effect, I was like, that's cool, because I think it's a subtle way of getting, I mean, the song isn't subtle, but the music is. It's like you can listen to it. It's not being pounded over your head. It's just kind of like, and you can have fun and dance and still be mindful. Like, you can still enjoy your life and still be aware of what's going on and you know, choose and love yourself. I don't know. But, you know, they can go together.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. Again, Marla Mays has been our guest, introducing for the first time here on radio, Anorexia, her single. Marla, where can our listeners find out more information about you and your music and also purchase some of your music?
Okay, well, just find out about me, my website, which is marlamace.com, and that's just spelled M-A-S-E is the last name, marlamace.com. My CDs, I have two CDs out. This song is not available yet. I have two CDs out, A Brief Night Out, which is a rock opera, and another album out called Speak, and those are available on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, the usual places. So, you know, anything, you know, that pretty much covers it. Or, you know, Twitter. I'm on Twitter a lot, at Marla Mace, simple, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, Marla, congratulations to you and to Tamaz for, I think, this great song during a very important time. Again, marlamace.com is the website. You can find her very active on Facebook and Twitter. Marla, we look forward to having you back. We'd love to speak with you again.
Great. Thank you so much, Cyrus. I really appreciate it. And sending love.
All right. Thank you. And love right back at you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be here to give us our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. You're listening to Conversations Live this morning on 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow.